Welcome to show. I am Clint, and I am here with
Devo
and Lucho,
and we are back for episode. I don't even remember what episode this is, but I just know it's part four of
it
Marvel vs. DC.
Actually, episode two, part four.
Okay,
all right, here we go.
So we're at part four, Marvel versus DC. So let's start off by recapping. We got a big show, actually. This one's gonna be pretty good. The first off, we're starting off with a bang, actually. But let's recap what happened. So in the first episode, we had Namor the Submariner versus Aquaman.
Yes.
And we chose Namor because he could fly.
Yep.
Then we had Green Arrow versus Hawkeye.
Yeah.
And we chose Green Arrow because he was considered the finest archer in the world.
In all the land.
In all the land.
In all the land. And so then we had our third one was, what was it again?
Flash versus Quicksilver.
Yeah, exactly.
And we picked Flash.
Flash.
Because he could create like physical right. things with his.
Well, I mean, this guy. I mean,
go back in time. And
Quicksilver
all
could never go back to time.
Yeah.
And apparently.
Oh, by the way, Thanos had a time machine.
But that's a time machine.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Still had one. I forgot.
Marty McFly had a time machine.
Exactly.
1.21 gigawatts.
That makes Marty McFly as strong as Thanos. Blown mind.
Exactly. So. Then in the next episode, we had Batman versus Punisher.
Yeah. Batman.
We picked Batman. That was hotly contested.
That was
I was for Punisher.
That was probably the toughest.
That
one
was
we
a
had.
Hard one. Yeah.
It's a great matchup.
Yeah.
Then we had, what did we have?
Wonder Woman versus Thor.
That was a good one.
Woman won because of her feminine wiles. And
because
Thor,
of that booty.
And
that booty.
Thor can't keep his Mjolnir
in his pants. Yeah.
Exactly.
Feminine wiles.
He's a womanizer of godlike proportions.
That's what right he is.
And then the final matchup that we had was
Green Lantern and Spider-Man.
I picked Spidey.
Spinning that web of deceit.
We all picked Spidey. Yes, we all picked Spidey.
Right.
And so that left us with and then we had the last episode, episode three.
Yes.
We had, and actually DC was running away with it at that point.
Yeah.
And then we had episode three, which was Catwoman versus Black Widow.
Yeah.
And we picked Black Widow.
Black Widow.
She's a badass.
Well, I mean, I didn't know.
She has super strength.
I didn't know she had the Soviet version of a super soldier. So I didn't know she had
you're
that.
Super soldier.
Why do you sound so Asian like that?
I don't know.
You're a super soldier.
Anyways, that's.
Then we had Darkseid versus Thanos.
Darkseid beat that.
Darkseid's a badass.
Yeah, there's a lot about Darkseid that it did.
I had no idea.
Know.
You know what? My take on Darkseid was, you know, the Justice League stuff from like the 70s, which is just like a blue guy with a bucket on his head.
And you just shoot lasers at him.
And that was my take of Darkseid. The Darkseid that we explained in our last episode or our last part of this guy was a badass.
This guy, I was reading it and I was like, man, I was like, I hadn't read Thanos yet. And I was researching Thanos. I was like, Thanos better be a badass because I don't think he's going to win this one, dog.
I don't think he got this one.
I don't think I'm going to win. You know, Sly, he didn't get this one.
He did not get this one.
And then finally, we had Steel versus Colossus, which we picked Colossus.
Obviously, Steel.
And so, actually, with that one, Marvel made a comeback. And right now, we're at 5-4.
Yeah.
Marvel is ahead. I mean, excuse me, DC's ahead. DC's ahead. And so, we're actually going to start off with a big one. And actually, this is one of the biggest ones. I think this is, other than Batman. Punisher, this is like of the super powered people, this one might be the best one that we have.
Yeah.
And we're going to go with Doomsday versus the Incredible Hulk.
Right.
So let me start off with Doomsday. He has what's called a unique physiology, and he was created and evolved through cloning an infant and having it killed over and over again by one of the most dangerous species of the universe and in one of the most harshest habitats in existence, prehistoric Krypton.
Right.
As such, he returns to life every time he dies and becomes near invulnerable to what killed him before. His entire body is built as a defensive structure which continues to arm itself the more it is damaged. So he has energy resistance. Superman used a sound gun to paralyze Doomsday at one point, but Doomsday's auditory canals closed, making him impervious to the weapon. Wave Rider paralyzed Doomsday once with chronal energy, but the second attempt backlashes on him. So it sounds almost like he's kind of like a Borg-type creature.
Right.
Where like you could hurt him once, but if you don't kill him, or even if you do kill him and he comes back.
He's like, we have adapted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I really think the Borg is like one of the most like powerful beings in all of like science fiction. I really do.
All right.
And so then there's
all right, nerd.
Accelerated healing. Nerd, get out of here. I'm probably the least nerdy of all you fools. And so accelerated healing, power replica power replication, so he can actually like replicate and store the special abilities of like other characters.
Yeah.
Oh. Using absorption okay. shells, superhuman strength, of course, right? He can overpower, kill humans and Kryptonians.
Yeah.
He can lift extremely heavy objects, uproot trees, buildings, and so forth. He's strong enough to and powerful enough to overcome entire rosters of superhumans like the Justice League.
Yes.
So he's more powerful than like multiple superheroes.
Right.
He's invulnerable, and he's completely resistant to all forms of physical and mental types of harm, bullets, lasers, rockets, bombs, and stuff. They will not leave a mark on him, and even high voltage energy emissions cannot penetrate it through his tough hide. And so he doesn't have any. He's self sustenant. He doesn't need anything. Super stamina, super speed. He's basically. It says in a matter of moments, Doomsday managed to render most of the Justice League incapable of fighting.
Yeah, no, it's true.
So he can do that. Super leaping. Can't fly.
Yeah.
But super leaping.
Just like the Hulk.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. So just like the Hulk, right? Okay. So it's very formidable. Now, Bruce Banner. Bruce Banner himself as a guy has no powers.
No. Except okay? for his incredible intelligence.
Exactly. And actually, it says here, he's referred to as one of the four smartest people on the planet.
Yeah.
And I don't know who those other three people are. Maybe Reed Richards, I'm not sure. But Bruce Banner is, like, even Tony Stark considers him the greatest nuclear scientist on Earth, it says.
Yeah.
So Tony Stark admits that Bruce Banner is smarter than him, is more intelligent than him. And Tony Stark is a badass when it comes to this
Hank
stuff.
Pym.
Exactly.
Is the one of the other ones?
Yeah. Maybe Hank Pym. He could be one of the
Pym,
people.
Reed Richards.
Probably, they're probably up there in terms of human.
Humans, yeah.
Okay, so intelligence is a six, but it goes down to two when he's a Hulk.
Right? Obviously.
But Hulk's not mindless, though.
And this is the Green Hulk, by the way, not the Gray Hulk, which is keeps some of the intelligence, but not, isn't as strong.
Yeah.
And the Red Hulk, which is the one that's on that other planet.
The Red Hulk is actually Thunderbolt Ross.
Oh, is it really? Oh, okay, yeah. So it's not. It's a different. It's not Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Right. So you're thinking of Savage.
But there's
Hulk.
A couple different versions of Hulk, though. There's a couple different versions of Hulk, of like the Merge Hulk, the Maestro, Ravage Hulk. And
no,
Savage
let's just
Hulk.
Talk about just the Hulk.
Okay, but we're just for this case, we'll just do the generic.
Yeah,
Hulk.
The one that.
Okay, strength 7, speed 3, not the fastest guy. And actually, that's one thing about Doomsday. He is fast.
Yeah,
he is a lot faster than Hulk is. Durability 7. Energy projection is a 5. It says here. Fighting skills a 4.
Yeah. Wait, energy projection?
It says higher energy projection.
He can like clap his hands and like create like sonic booms.
Yeah, it says
stuff.
He has energy because when he can emit like a radiation when he's in uncontrollable rage. So it's kind of like this idea where like he can hit something and it can be affected from a distance because he has the energy and so forth.
Yeah,
because
he can do a thunderclap and
all that
kind of things. Fucks things up.
So he has a genius level intellect when he is. When he's Bruce Banner, it says here when he's in different forms of the Hulk, he actually can be a skilled combatant. But in general, he's just not necessarily his strength level. Okay, let me read this to you guys because this is going to be a big thing. His class 100 plus. Although his strength chart is strictly made for comparison purposes, it's not a literal description. Okay, but Hulk is physically one of the strongest beings in the Marvel Universe and is the strongest mortal to ever walk the earth. In human forms, he possesses normal strength, whatever, right? He has no strength limit. His strength varies literally up to unlimited. Unlimited levels. And according to the extremely powerful entity, the Beyonder. So there's another like cosmic entity that says that the Hulk's power is limitless, basically.
Yeah.
His strength. Okay. And there's a character named the Mad Thinker, and he does mathematical computations, and he inferred that the Hulk's strength is incalculable.
Wow.
Okay. And also his rage is also considered limitless.
Yeah.
So not only is he strong, not only is he impervious, but his durability is almost never ending, and his rage can almost not be
stopped. Yeah.
So the only weakness that he has is that he can be killed when he's Bruce Banner, theoretically.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my problem with Doomsday. That he's going to have against Hulk. Doomsday, it says that when anyone attacks him, that he can become invulnerable to the attack. Okay? These are like, you know, shooting blasters or like hitting with energy and stuff like that, right?
He can adapt to it.
The problem with Hulk is the Hulk doesn't have any attacks like that. The Hulk is just pure strength.
Pure strength, right.
But you did say something earlier where Doomsday is, he's invulnerable to physical attacks.
It says he's invulnerable to physical attacks.
So,
but we're not talking about the people, then we're not talking about the one being in the Marvel Universe that has limitless strength.
But it's a physical attack. It doesn't matter how strong you are.
Because
and he can adapt to it.
Granted, but that's only because Doomsday has not been hit by a being in a comic book that is as strong as Hulk.
And at the same time,
so that limit hasn't been tested.
In order for him to get to that like unlimited, like he's got to Hulk up. He's got to rage out. So like when he first turns to the Hulk, he's not like this unlimited power kind of guy.
But can Doomsday even hurt Hulk?
I assume so.
I don't think so. You know, the thing is, though, is that, you know, I remember reading The Death of Superman is the one where Superman kills, or at least, you know, kills that version of Doomsday. From what I remember, he literally just outlived him. I mean, they pretty much killed each other at the same time. I don't know if you, did you read it?
I did, but I don't remember.
Wasn't there something where Superman took him to the sun or something like that? No,
from what I understand, they just went to blows because Superman dies on Earth.
Yeah,
he's dead on Earth because that's when
I was under the impression that Superman outlived Earth when the sun became
the original time. Literally, they beat each other to death. And I've always thought Hulk could beat Superman. I'll tell you that I've always thought
Superman gets tired.
Exactly. I've always thought Hulk could beat Superman. So if Hulk can beat Superman, Hulk could definitely beat Doomsday. I think what would happen was that. Doomsday would keep beating each other, and Hulk, and every single time Doomsday would hit Hulk, Hulk would get angrier. Hulk get angry, and all Doomsday does is get more spiky.
Yeah,
eventually those spikes are gonna break, and that's what happened.
I would venture to even say this.
And that's what
Hulk
happened.
Hulk is smarter than Doomsday.
Yeah, even okay. if
Doomsday is probably not smart.
Yeah. I think the only it sounds like the only thing Doomsday would have going for him is in a situation where Betty Ross comes into the picture. And Hulk sees her, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's my love. And then turns to Bruce Banner.
And Doomsday tries to kill her?
And all of a sudden, the moment Doomsday kills Betty Ross, it's over. Doomsday's literally going to be thrown apart by Hulk.
What I'm saying is if that causes Hulk to become Bruce Banner, then it's over for Hulk.
But remember, there's been instances in the Marvel Universe where Bruce Banner gets hit in a way where he would probably die. But you know, his mind protects it and changes him into the Hulk.
He also says in Avengers that he went out in the middle of nowhere, put a gun in his mouth, and pulled the trigger,
and the other
guy spit it out.
Yeah. Oh.
So as Bruce Banner, he tries to commit suicide, and the Hulk saves him, takes over.
Yeah.
And then
My other question is: I know Hulk can go into space, obviously, because he goes to other planets and stuff like that. Is the Hulk immortal?
I think as the Hulk, he maybe. But the moment he turns to the Bruce Banner,
does Bruce Banner age?
Now here's the question:
yes,
does Bruce Banner age? Like, let's say when he turns into the Hulk, does his age go back to where it was in the first place? Or
so if he stays like the Hulk for like 100 years, does he come back and be like 100-year-old Bruce Banner, or is he like 20, like 30?
Exactly. Now that's a good question.
Hulk does age.
Oh, that's right. There's old
man Logan.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it is an old man Hulk.
So that Doomsday could outlive.
So he'd just Doomsday would just sleep and then you'd outlive him. There you go.
And I don't know.
But it's just a pitched battle.
I can blame it to Hulk.
See, and I don't know if it's an old Hulk because it's old Bruce Banner or what.
See, I like that old one.
Because
it says here that
Doomsday has energy resistance, so he can be resistant to energy. It doesn't say that. It says he's completely resistant to all forms of physical and mental types of harm. As such, bullets bounce off and rocket lasers, bombs will not, and high energy. It doesn't say physical attacks that he can't be like punched.
Watch
with
Superman killed him that way. I'm telling you, Superman,
I think that he can be
hurt
with physical attacks because it says he has accelerated healing. It doesn't mean that he is invulnerable to attacks. It sounds like the Hulk, from what I've seen, you can't hurt the Hulk.
Yeah, you can stop
when he's
him,
the Hulk. Yeah, yeah. You can like stop him or try to take him to some place or something where he can't destroy the Earth. Yeah. But it doesn't sound like the Hulk can be hurt. Yeah, and the more you hit him, the more angry he gets.
Yeah.
The more it increases his rage.
I'm going to give it to Hulk at this point.
I'll give it to Hulk.
Yeah,
too.
I'm going to give it to Hulk.
Yeah.
And you know what? And to the people out there, or our listeners, Doomsday? And Doomsday, you know, give us a good discussion here because maybe you guys know a little bit more about us than about. Because
I'm assuming there's got to be something in the comic where you can show that Hulk got like beat by someone somehow, and you can show like Doomsday did something like
exactly
that could probably replicate that thing.
So for us,
in any of the comics that you've read, I ask you, Debo. I know you guys read a lot of Hulk comics. Who has gotten the better of the Hulk as the Hulk?
Like brute strength overall?
Yes, because we all know the Hulk can be like tricked and so forth, so, but you can't really bring that into account because the Doomsday is not that type of character. Yeah. So just in terms
Wendigo?
Of strength.
Yeah, I guess.
Wendigo beat him?
No, it's because, it's because in the comic books, they always find a way, a simple way to beat the Hulk.
Yeah.
And in the first version, when Wolverine shows up, it's what he's fighting Wendigo.
Yeah.
And Wolverine shows up and Wolverine sticks his,
adamantium
claws into his back. Freaking Hulk grabs him and just with all his might throws Wolverine into the ground. And that's the first. If you have that comic book, man, that's the first time you see Wolverine. By the way,
yeah.
And then they go on. Wendigo and Hulk goes on and they fight. And I think Wendigo wins them, but not by brute strength, but by some other means that I don't remember.
Like he tricks him somehow.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously Doomsday's lost too. Obviously Superman and stuff like that.
So. Brute strength, I don't know. Because I know Iron Man has beat him. But then again, Iron Man's wily.
So yeah, exactly. Yeah, one of the smartest people on
Like, let's say Thing and Hulk have fought against each other. They're both big old idiots. Thing usually loses.
Yeah.
Do you think that Doomsday at some point could... It doesn't sound to me like... The main thing for me is that it doesn't sound like Doomsday could adapt to physical blows.
Yeah.
It sounds like he can adapt to any other type of thing, but a physical blow can still hurt him.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I think, DC versus, and this is going to be an interesting thing. So DC versus Marvel, right? I think Hulk has a better chance to losing to Batman because Batman's smarter than the Hulk.
Yeah.
Than Superman beating the Hulk. I know it sounds weird.
Superman's not considered to be the smartest guy.
He's not the smartest guy. Not at all. But I think Bruce Wayne could outsmart the Hulk.
All right. We all chose the Hulk. Let's go ahead and move on here.
All right.
Okay, so the next matchup we have Joker versus Green Goblin.
This is an interesting one.
Yes.
This is an interesting one because we have crazy versus intelligence and then
but
crazy.
Also crazy.
Yeah. Because he was intelligent and then you got
but
crazy.
It's a different kind
it's
of crazy.
It's a different kind of crazy.
It's like a schizo crazy sort of thing, right?
Because you got Joker that was just always crazy and then you got Osborn. Is it which one is it? Is it Norman that went crazy after the experiments that he did to become a super person? And that's the only thing, only real only advantage that Green Goblin has because he's super smart.
Yeah, super
he's
smart.
Like super smart.
He's got some tech, but
he's got a tech. He did take something to make himself stronger.
It says here that he took what's called the Goblin formula.
Yeah,
and he was extremely smart and intelligent before that, but became even smarter, became even stronger. But I guess at some point, Spider-Man takes that. There's some antidote that he
gives
him or something.
He gives it to him,
I mean, it could depend whether he has this or not. We're going to assume that he doesn't have
it's
this.
That
storyline.
All right, let's start with Joker. I'm sorry.
No, we can start with Green Goblin. Let's start with Marvel.
Okay.
So he is like a criminal mastermind.
Right.
As well. Okay. So he, not only is he smart with science and all this stuff, but he's also smart with people and controlling people and stuff like that.
Okay.
So he's a near quintessential villain, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. But he has suits and can fly stuff. And he's what's considered here an expert marksman. So he throws he has throwing weapons and explosives. And he has great aim, rarely ever missing a target other than when he throws it at Spider-Man,
obviously.
Right. And he's a skilled sharpshooter with various firearms. It says here he's a skilled combatant, unarmed combatant, capable of using most weapons proficiently. Okay, with his goblin powers, he was able to lift 10 tons.
Wow.
And he had the Iron Patriot armor at one point.
Yep.
And he could lift up to hundreds
Holy
of tons.
Holy crap.
100 tons.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
I know.
He starts this group called the Dark Avengers.
Yes, I remember that, yeah.
And so he...
I read that later, yeah.
His weakness is that he's insane.
Yes.
Okay? He has increased intellect and physical capabilities, but that the green goblin, the goblin formula enhances intelligence, but also enhances his insanity
as
well.
Right.
Right. So he's mentally unstable. So he's susceptible to that type of thing. Like that's how Superman can get to him and stuff like that because Spider-Man. Yeah. Because he can be frustrated and so forth. He could be lured into traps and stuff that easily too. And he's cocky, obviously. He doesn't think that he could die and all this stuff like that. And so he can fight, and he'll willing to fight at like severe disadvantages and be defeated because he's like hurt or something like that, right?
Well, he's insane.
Yeah, exactly. So he has like goblin armor. He has a goblin guider. He has pumpkin bombs and flying razor bats, electrical discharges, and a bag of tricks. It's called whatever. Yeah. So
and those electrical discharges. Those fucking hurt.
Okay.
What about Joker?
So the Joker, the thing I love the most is he's like, it's just like, it's described, he's a sociopath serial killer. Like, that's what he is. Like,
that's what he is.
That's what he is. Okay, so he has a unique physiology. He has been chemically submerged to make him the way that he is, at least in this, most of the storylines.
Yeah.
That's what's happened to him. So he has, like, average advantages over, like, normal humans.
Right.
And these advantages are pain resistance. So not only has he has a resistance to pain, but he actually enjoys it.
Yeah.
So like the more you actually hurt him, the more he like enjoys it. It's like you're doing something good to him.
Yeah.
Right. So like inflicting pain on him doesn't really get you anywhere. Yeah. So like you could kill him, obviously, theoretically, but before you kill him, he's going to enjoy every second of it.
Yeah.
Okay. He has what's called tainted blood. So if you like, it says here, when a mosquito sucks the Joker's blood, it writhes and whines, choking on tainted blood.
Wow.
So like if you drink his blood or you get it exposed to it in some way, it's like harmful to you.
Okay.
Like a normal human, right?
It's toxic.
Yeah. It's plus toxic.
Yeah.
But his venom that he created, the Joker venom, makes people go insane, laugh. He's immune to it. So he doesn't need all the stuff that.
By the way, the person that's talking actually went insane at one time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, I did. That's a story for another podcast.
Anyways, continue on, my friend.
It says here that he's a cheated death many times. Like he's been, you know, caught in explosions, electrocuted, shot, dropped from great heights, and he always returns.
Yeah.
It says here, it's this funny thing here. He has a dominable will and stuff like that. Like he's so crazy, he doesn't think he can be defeated, right? Genius level intellect.
Yeah.
Like maybe he's not like as like scientifically, but he's like a mastermind when it comes to these types of things. But it says he's also skilled in the fields of chemistry and engineering and is an expert with explosives.
Oh yeah.
And he says that he is a expert in gadgetry, escapology, and tactical analysis and disguise. It says here that it's funny thing. It says he has what's called it says cosmic awareness. I don't know if they meant comic awareness or cosmic. It says the Joker at times is shown to be fully aware of being a comic book character.
Kind of like the
even directly talking to the reader.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he kind of has this like meta aspect to him.
Yeah.
It says he has basic hand-to-hand combat skills, but there have been times, depending on the iteration of him in the particular comics, there's been times where he's been like knocked out and punched by Batman with one punch, and other times where he's like bested Batman.
That's crazy.
In like a fight.
That's
because he's like uses like his speed and all that stuff like that.
Wow.
And he is adept at torturing and stuff like that and beating people to submission and stuff like that. And his weakness is that he's mentally ill, but he's crazy. So I'm going to go with Joker.
Yeah, me too.
I just think he's too crazy. He's so crazy.
And the fact that he's got that genius level intellect and Norman sounds like he puts himself in situations where he can be easily lured into certain things. Yeah. I just think that the Joker just outsmart him.
Yeah. Yes.
And he can put him in some sort of fatal
I think the situation. Joker might drive him insane. Like I think seriously, he will cripple this fool mentally.
Yeah.
You know, I've always thought that Joker was always thought the Goblin was a poor man's Joker, mind you, because he was intelligent, he's crazy. You know, I mean, sure, a Goblin can fly and all, but all Spider-Man really's got to do is like you know shoot web at his at his like exhaust ports, and he goes tumbling down to the ground.
Yeah,
and he's
exactly.
Like,
yeah, dude, it's silly things like that.
So, I've always liked the Joker. I've always thought that him and the Penguin have been just super, super bad guys all the time.
Yeah.
And
true super villains.
True super villains. Him and the Penguin. I remember one in the TV show, many of our listeners probably did grow up watching it. In one of the episodes, you know, Joker comes out like a normal looking human being with like a pink face and whatnot. And see, I'm just a normal dude. And when it comes out, you know, Clint said about the whole thing where he was dipped in chemicals and actually turned him that color.
Yeah.
His real color is the white color.
Yeah.
Not the.
Yes. They show that a lot in all the movies.
Exactly. His color is that white color.
Yeah.
I think they did it. They showed it in the first movie too, right?
They did it in Dark Knight too.
Yeah.
In the Dark Knight, it's just, it's, 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 when he's trying to disguise himself as a cop. But yeah, in the first Batman movie, he's actually wiping it off of his face. Yeah, which I thought was a really awesome.
Exactly. Yeah. So
this happens in the comic as well.
It happens in the comic. And like the first time I remember vividly. So obviously, I think the movie, the first Batman movie, was first rather than the TV show. I'm talking about. Yeah, it was. But I thought it was so well done in the TV show.
Yeah.
That it was, you know, it always stuck to me. And, I think Joker got this one.
Yeah.
I think he's just overly crazy.
I think so too. He's sadistic. I don't think Gotham's sadistic like that.
And you know, funny thing about
Joker will never stop.
DC kind of like, you know, sanitizes what the Joker can actually, does. But in reality, if he was like a really dark comic, Joker would be like killing fools, not caring, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, there are some that
I know there are, but exactly. But Joker, man, it's crazy.
Yeah,
I go with Joker.
The Joker is like if he's one of the scariest.
I think Joker. I think Joker could rival some Marvel superheroes. Like, you know, Batman's obviously a badass, but he's a human. But I think Joker could like, rival some.
Like, mutants. I mean, if you go him against like Punisher and stuff like that.
Oh no, not even Punisher. I think he could fucking beat Spider-Man.
But it'd be a good matchup. It'd be a good matchup. Like he could terrorize Peter Parker
exactly,
for sure.
Exactly. So
I think Peter Parker is more mentally fragile than Batman sure.
That's exactly what I'm saying. So I think Joker.
That should be a future podcast. We do another matchup, but we do like Marvel heroes versus the DC villains something like that.
All right. Well, Joker. Hands Joker. Down, Joker.
Joker.
Better than Green Goblin.
Okay. So right now it is DC 6. And Marvel 5. Mm-hmm. And we have our last matchup.
All right.
Ooh, this is a good one.
And this is a good one.
This is a good one.
We have Mr. Lex Luthor.
Yes.
Against
the big man himself.
Wilson Fisk.
That's right. The Kingpin.
Yes, sir. And I mean, people said they wanted bad guys, but against bad guys. Well, we're giving them bad guys versus bad guys.
And this is a normal person versus another normal person. I mean, obviously Kingpin's this big fat guy that has some.
He's not fat. Let me explain to you. He is not fat.
All right, let's let our Mr. Info here do his thing.
Okay, so you want me to start with Kingpin?
No, let's start with Lex Luthor.
Okay, let's start with Lex Luthor. Genius level intellect.
Of course.
Intelligence nearly unrivaled, one of the smartest minds on Earth. He has many plans and plots to attack and maim and generally bring ill will towards Superman. I mean, this fool's going against an alien. Superman's one of the strongest fools in DC Universe, and this fool is going head up with, he's just a guy.
Yeah, he's a normal dude.
He's just a dude, right? And he is very adept at using Superman's weaknesses against him.
Yes.
And he's shown this many times. So any weakness that Kingpin has, Lex Luthor will find it.
Yes.
He will definitely find it.
Yeah.
And obviously you want to talk about like his like practical skills. Like these are pragmatic business management, political science, leadership, like science. He was the president of the United States.
Yes.
But it says here, as president of the United States, got Earth, the America, through the alien invasion. So like he was able to like withstand all the crazy things that happened, buildings getting destroyed, cities getting destroyed, everything like that. Right. He can solve complicated chemical equations in seconds. So this guy is a really smart person.
He's really smart. Yeah.
Okay. Now, hand-to-hand combat, basic.
Yeah.
Okay. It says here he has a personal Amazon fighting instructors, but they consider him a subpar combatant with poor form.
Wow.
Amazon. So that's
Wonder Woman's
people trying to train him. Wow.
It says here that he has single-handedly fought with Nightwing and Batman, although he only won these fights due to such advantages as Nightwing being drugged and him still wearing parts of his old armor when he fought Batman. So fought Batman with like armor and stuff like that, right?
And if we're talking about Nightwing,
but he does have armor.
Batman means that he was like hella old at that point if he was fighting Nightwing.
Probably,
and Batman.
Yeah.
And it says here that this is his weakness. Primary weakness is consistently portrayed as a combination of his own arrogance and the inability to comprehend his enemies. When he initially took charge of, when he took charge of the Injustice game, he failed to subvert the current Justice League because he couldn't comprehend when truly motivated heroes such as the New Green Arrow and even fail to realize Superman's secret identity as Clark Kent for years, simply because he couldn't imagine why someone as powerful as Superman would even want to be someone like Clark Kent.
That's funny.
Wow.
So he's a cocky, arrogant motherfucker.
Damn, I think that could be his huge downfall at that point.
Exactly. Especially if he's going against just another human.
Human, yeah, that's crazy.
Another crime boss.
That's funny. Okay. All right.
Kingpin.
Fucking Lex Luthor.
Now, you said Kingpin was fat, but Kingpin is composed almost entirely of muscle.
Wow.
Developed to enormous size, much like a sumo wrestler. And he possesses peak human strength with only the bare minimum actually being fat.
Wow. Well, I mean, in some of the comic books, he bats away Punisher. He bats away Daredevil. He even bats away Spider-Man, dude.
It's insane. So his vast bulk shields him from many forms of energy, either providing padding or causing penetration wounds only to strike him relatively superficially. He has extraordinary skill in hand-to-hand combat.
Oh, shit.
Specializing in a number of martial arts, including sumo wrestling, judo, and hapkido. His fighting skills and unusual agility for a man his size compensate for a great difference between his human level of strength and that of Spider-Man when the two engage unarmed combat.
I remember that. That was a good comic book.
It says Spider-Man also has severe inhibitions about using the strength against an opponent without superhuman powers for fear of killing him. So he used that to his advantage.
Right.
He is a criminal genius and highly skilled planner and organizer. He employs numerous henchmen, scientists, and even superhumans, almost all of whom are fiercely loyal to him due to dedication, fear, or both. He has indomitable will. He's multilingual, whatever. It says his strength, he has the peak human strength of a man his size, age, and build. And he's a big guy, right? He engages in intensive exercise all the time. He's virtually as strong as possible without having superhuman strength.
Damn.
I didn't know about that.
So he's stronger than Batman and stronger than Punisher and those type of guys.
Well, I mean,
right?
Like I said, he bats away Daredevil all the time and Punisher and all them, like, multiple times.
It says he has demonstrated strength sufficient enough to crush Spider-Man's shot web.
Wow.
And it says he has flung open his large vault door with one arm while Daredevil struggled with two arms.
Damn.
All right. Daredevil's pretty strong.
Daredevil's strong. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it says he can crush people's skulls without effort.
I love it.
And
that's a great super.
His strength is, it says his strength is nearly superhuman. It's on the grid, it's listed as a 3.
Damn.
His fighting skills, a 5.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah.
To me, he will beat Lex Luthor's ass.
With one hand.
It's going to come down to, is Lex Luthor's intelligence as good, or you know, is Kingpin's intelligence as good?
I don't think so.
Or good enough?
It sounds like it's good enough. If Lex Luthor has a suit, he'll probably beat Kingpin because he has a fucking metal suit on.
Well, it depends on what that suit does, though, right?
Depends on what suit that, if it's like a Batman type suit and he just gives us some sort of strength, I think Kingpin's got it, dude. Like, you know, because Batman's old Batman suit kind of gives him a little bit more strength, but it's not like super.
But I mean, like, does it shoot through projectiles and all the rockets and stuff like that? Because he probably
control. Oh, I mean, obviously.
But yeah, I mean, like, shoots, if you're just talking about, oh, he's going to fight him, it sounds like Kingpin's a badass.
Kingpin sounds like a badass motherfucker. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm heading off. I was at first with Lex, but when the Amazonians were saying that he's a bitch, and I don't think Amazonians will say Kingpin's a bitch.
Nope.
No.
I'm gonna go with Kingpin on this one.
And he's much bigger.
Much bigger. Although he may not be as intelligent as Lex,
but he's not stupid. His intelligence is a 3.
That's a good intelligence.
So for a human, he's above average.
That's really good. But
if Peter Parker and Norman Osborn are 4, and this fool's a 3, and those fools are like nuclear physicists or scientists, this fool's pretty smart.
Yeah. That guy's hella smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, he might not be science smart, but he might be like, you know,
just people smart.
People smart, well, smart enough to outsmart people.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And he said he's able to get almost anybody to work for him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, he has superhumans that like tremble at his feet.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Yes.
Like Bullseye, I think he works for him.
Yeah.
They're fiercely loyal to him.
Fiercely loyal to
so
him.
So he not only is him, he has like henchmen and all this. Lex Luthor doesn't really have henchmen like that, does he?
I mean, he has like normal people. Like,
yeah, he doesn't have superhuman henchmen. Yeah. Does he? Does he get anyone?
In the comics, I don't know. I know in the movies, they're always portrayed as like dum-dums.
Yeah, exactly.
Like just lackeys.
But I'm going to give this one to Kingpin.
Yeah.
I like Kingpin. I like Lex. But yeah. I think I'm going to go with Kingpin too.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with them too.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right. So that ties it up.
That's good though.
That ties it up.
That's crazy.
And if you guys want more of these, just let us know. We'll put more villains on there.
Submit your battles.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll look them over and we'll go tell you guys you're stupid and we'll tell what we want. No.
So, how much more time we got?
We're over.
Oh, okay. Good. We're good to go.
Sorry about that.
We're good to go. So that wraps it up. We've got 6 Against 6,
yeah.
Marvel versus DV, Marvel versus DC, part 4 in a books.
I'm the one that's been drinking. This boy is dumb.
This guy. And we got another, like, we got like a little complimentary little talk.
Yeah.
That we did after this. So stay tuned.
All right. See you guys.
Bye.